Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, last night, Tito, a 3-1 win over the Minnesota Twins. I don't know if we've ever come here, even when you clinched a playoff spot here back in 2013, were any of those games ever easy against this club? I don't know. What is it? Is it them, this ballpark?
I don't know, but you're right. I mean, every time we play, we've had so many games like last night. We've had a lot where they've broken their hearts and, you know, got a hit in the ninth there. For whatever reason, whether it's matchups or what, but every game seems to be where one at-bat or one play can change the game. You know, I thought last night a lot of things we did well or we don't win that game. I thought Danny's level of competing was really good because he gave up 5 early hits, a leadoff walk, and it's first and third in that inning and, like, you know, nobody out and not looking good, and he really bared down, not only got out of the inning but then kept them off the scoreboard long enough where we don't have to ask our bullpen to maybe do more than they're supposed to, because, you know, you look at Dozier in that leadoff spot and you always kind of got to keep an eye on him. And then they have all the switch hitters. So we weren't able to quite map it out like we wanted to, but it was good enough.
Are we seeing the maturation of a Danny Salazar? Because, you know, not to be overdramatic, but that was a game that maybe in years past he doesn't get out of the first few innings and it gets away early. Last night he had the ability to maybe find it when he wasn't going well.
You know what? I hope so. I mean, I think that's always the hope. And I think he, in other areas, is certainly showing those signs. So it wouldn't be a surprise if it carries over to the game when he's pitching, because I think that's what all those things do. I thought he threw a curveball more than we've seen, and it was effective. And then his changeup, when he can get in a situation where they have to respect his other pitches, because his changeup, I don't think anybody knows what's going to do. He threw one last night to the number 9, it was Rosario, and it almost cut, you know, so nobody knows what it's going to do.
Well, you watch him and Carrasco, their split change sometimes is like 3 different pitches.
That's what it's hard sometimes to, from the dugout, sometimes you think it's a curveball, and because it darts, it goes down, but if it's that hard to identify, it's got to be hard to hit.
Well, Terry, speaking of hitting, your club is slowly putting things together. Encarnacion gets a 2-out RBI single. Everybody wants to see that. Well, like the other night, 13 runs. It doesn't just happen that quickly or that easily, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Every game, and especially now, we're playing in some cold weather, so it's not just every game, but every at-bat, you got to kind of regroup after every at-bat because they don't carry over like it does when it's hot. But I think we're seeing signs. Edwin's swinging. You can see he's swinging more aggressively. He's going to get himself into a groove here, and our team will have a different gear, and that'll be good. You know, I hope it happens tonight, but it will happen. I think we all know that. You know, Brandt's doing his thing, which is really good to see, because after missing that much time, I don't know that it's a given that you just step right back in and be as good as you were. I think he deserves so much credit for not only getting himself ready, but when he got ready to back to being, you know, a really good player.
Well, that is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and Twins, it's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.